oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
All right. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Well, I'm buried in the carpet. There's lines that won't cross my skin. Hell, I'm tearing up another, 'cause I don't know where I've been. All my hopes, they were shattered, 'cause you sold me out again. Well, I'm bringing up another. It's too lonely where I've been. Don't let them shake you down. Shake you down. Well, there's colors on the border. All my love is paper thin. Hell, the love's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the sun. down. Don't let them shake you down. Sun in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light is not the problem. It's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen. There's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, 'cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let him shake you down. Shake you down. Tonight, don't get
tonight. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:21 here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Today is Sunday, October the 20th, I do believe, or the 21st, somewhere around there. Let me get my stuff out. I don't know what date it is. Yeah, October the 21st, and you're listening to another edition of A Brown Perspective on sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's get right into it since we started a little bit late today. If you hadn't heard, the Red Sox defeated the Astros 4-1. And are now waiting for the L.A. Dodgers to come to town on Tuesday night to begin the World Series. How about that? The Dodgers defeated the Brewers yesterday, 5-1. They won 4-7. And Madsen got the win, and Chaikin got the loss. Bellinger and Puig hit home runs for the Dodgers. Now, I cannot comment on the Dodgers. I have not seen them play all year. Maybe a highlight here and there. But I know they've got Yasiel Puig, and they've got Manny Machado, and I guess Bellinger, who can hit home runs, and they got Kershaw. Some people call him the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. So, and naturally, I'm a homer, so I'm going to pick the Red Sox to win it. They're in it to win it, do damage. And so we'll see how exciting this series can be. Hopefully, it will be exciting. Hopefully, it'll be a Red Sox win. I don't care if it goes seven games or not. Let's just win it. One thing I got, two things. You know, a lot of, you know, if you heard in the program on a regular basis over the years, I have been complaining completely about the designated hitter, lack of designated hitter in National League games. Okay, I'm saying, and this is my position, I want to see the designated hitter, at least in the American League. And that's what happens when the American League plays the National League. They've got to put their designated hitter on the bench or do something else, create. Now, they pay this guy big bucks to play in the big games, and he goes into the National League, especially now in the World Series, and he can't play. Now, I'm saying, if the National League doesn't like the designated hitter, why do they use designated hitters when they come to American League ballparks? Hello? What's wrong with this picture? But I've been screaming at the top of my lungs for so long. I may write an article about it in the very near future. We're planning to do some publications for A Brown Perspective on Sports. And so, therefore, we'll see if we can make enough noise here to get some. I do not know why American League owners aren't complaining. General managers and managers and everybody else. Now, someone's come up with a pretty good idea for this series, that when we go out to L.A., that we might play Mookie Betts at second base. Mookie Betts, all throughout his career, was a second baseman, and certainly hasn't forgotten how to play it, the position. And that way we can play J.D. Martinez in right field and not break up, you know, the power that we've been getting from our designated hitter. Okay, that's one great idea. I'll, you know, consider that when I write my article. And beyond that, Red Sox have the best record in the major leagues. And so, therefore, four of the seven games are going to be in Boston. Okay, great. But the next, but the Dodgers, or the National League team, whoever it might be, gets the advantage. Because the first, even if the Red Sox win the first two games, the next three games are in L.A. I don't care where they've got, you know, the ability to fly back and forth, put in some extra days rest or whatever if needed, and let's have it 2-2-1-1-1. That way, the best team with the best record doesn't get the disadvantage of having to play an extra game in a National League park or whatever. It wouldn't be a National League park only, but let's say the Dodgers had the best record. We'd play two out there. Then we come back here and play three, and the next two would be out there, and they would lose the advantage. They would lose the advantage that they worked so hard all year to attain. So I got a lot to gripe about Senator's Commissioner's office and to Henry and a lot of the other people out there. See if we can rattle some cages and make some changes. Okay. All right, let's go to the National Basketball Association last night. Raptors 117, Wizards 113, Pacers 132, the Nets 112, Celtics 103, the Knicks 101, 76ers 116, the Magic 115, Hornets 113, the Heat 112. The Pistons 118, the Bulls 116. The Mavericks 140, the Timberwolves 136, The Nuggets 119, the Suns 91, the Trailblazers 121, the Spurs 108, and the Rockets 124, and the Lakers 115. Okay, and that Red Sox, I got Red Sox on the brain. In that Celtics game, Al Horford got 8 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and a block. Jaylen Brown, 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Baines, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Tatum, 24 points, 14 rebounds, no assists, and 2 steals. Irving, 16 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Yabusele got 2 points. Ojale played, but he did not score. Morris got 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Theis got 2 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, no steals, and a block. Smart got 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. And Rozier got 10 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. After pounding the 76ers in the first game of the season, Celtics went up north to Toronto and lost out up there by about 11 points, I believe it was. Anyway, it doesn't really matter, but they lost up there. And I looked at the stat sheet to see if I could see what to pinpoint the problems. I didn't see much of the game. I saw a little more of virtually all of the 76ers game, but not quite all of it. But yeah, I didn't see that. And I didn't see the New York Knicks game last night at all. Had a very trying week. And got to bed as early as I could after I got my programs together. So, anyway, and Gordon Hayward did not play. Not seriously injured or anything like that. They're just saying there's been some pain in the ankle that was so terribly damaged last year. And they're just not going to play him in back-to-backs. So, with Gordon Hayward in the lineup, I'm assuming we probably would have won by a bigger score. But I don't know. Kyrie Irving is seemingly having problems finding his shot. One thing he didn't do in the loss at Toronto that I saw was take bad shots to try to boost up his average and something like that. He's playing great team ball, passing the ball. Someone said he might have been overpassing in the first game or the second game, I forget which. But anyway, since I didn't see it in his entirety, I can't comment there. But he's doing his best to set other people up. And Jason Tatum, I believe he's been the leading scorer in all 3 games, at least 2 of the 3. Let me see if I can find my stats here quickly. I can never find anything quickly. But what else is new? Jason Tatum, I know, was the leading scorer in the first game. He's the leading scorer last night. Not only was the leading scorer, he hit the winning shot last night that won the game for the Celtics. Okie dokie. Let me find what I can find here. Irving was the leading scorer in the loss to the Raptors. He got 21 points. Took 20 shots, and I'm saying, okay. But then I looked across the board, and I saw that Kyrie Leonard took 25 shots and got 31 points. The difference was Irving didn't get a foul shot. Hello? Was he not penetrating, or the rest were not calling it? I just don't know how that was. But anyway, we'll see what happens from this point on. Hopefully, we'll get our acts together. It's taking a while. It's going to take a while, maybe. It's going to take a while for us to get the harmony that we need out there on the court, both offensively and defense. We haven't been doing too bad defensively. Playing a close game against the Knicks. And here again, the Knicks are playing without their leading player, Kristaps Porzingis. And so, therefore, we'll have to wait and see. The Raptors got off to a 2-0 start. And right now, let's see if they can maintain that. The Pacers, I don't believe, have lost a game yet. And they could have been a contender. They could be contenders out there in the Central Division of the Central, of the Eastern Conference. Nope, the Pacers have lost a game, so they are 2-1. Milwaukee has not lost. Milwaukee has not lost. And okay, haven't gone anywhere. I'm just trying to find Milwaukee here. The Bucks, where are you? Okay, they didn't play. Okay. It's last night. So the Milwaukee is 2-0. Toronto is 3-0. And the Detroit Pistons, they're 2-0 also. Everybody else out here in the East has lost at least a game. In the Western Conference, I saw a little of the New Orleans first game, and they look powerful. Yeah. And the Phoenix Suns, they came down to earth. They're 1-1. The Denver Nuggets, they're undefeated. They're 2-0. Oh, I should see what did Thomas do for the Nuggets. Hold on there. We're looking. Don't have that box score. Haha. Fire him. Whoever's in charge of doing that. But anyway, the Nuggets are still undefeated. And the Portland Trailblazers, they pounded the Lakers last night. They pounded the Spurs. Okay. It was a pounding anyway. I know somebody got pounded, but anyway. I think it's much too early to see who's doing what to whom and who's going to be contenders throughout the year. Aside from being a Celtics homer, I just think they got a really good ball club. And so we're going to have to watch and see how well they continue to play. 4:35 here on WMFOMF. Sorry, we got off to a late start. I got to start getting up a little bit earlier with all this information to compile and get my act together and my gear together and possibly have to clean frost off the car and whatnot in the very near future. I'll get back into my winter schedule. Some of you can take a little laissez-faire, but not so much during the winter. 4:36 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We are multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 21st, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:40 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. We got to get going. Okay, National Hockey League yesterday. The Flyers 6 in New Jersey, 2. Avalanche 3 in the Hurricanes, 1. The Jets 5 in the Coyotes, 3. Sabres 5 in the Kings, 1. Senators 4 and the Canadiens 3. That was overtime. The Blues 4 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Blackhawks 4 and the Blue Jackets 1. The Red Wings 4 and the Panthers 3. That was overtime. Predators 3 and the Oilers zip. The Wild 5 and the Lightning 4. That was overtime. The Golden Knights 3 and the Ducks 1. The Canucks 2 and the Bruins 1. That was overtime. And the Sharks 4 and the Islanders 1. In that Bruins game at 3:40 of the first period, Sutter got his third goal of the year with assists from Vertanen and Stecker. And that made it 1-0 in favor of the Canucks. No scoring in the second period. And at 7:45 of the third period, Nordstrom got his second goal of the year for the Bruins. Moore and and Gorilchik, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, got the assists. And the bad news was at 3:12 of the overtime, Horvat got his fifth goal of the year with assist from Baber, and that was it. Bruins got pasted in their first game, then they won their next four, and now I think they lost three in a row. So I guess it's a young team, still developing, hopefully. We'll get our act together, or they'll get their act together, and hopefully be contenders. Markstrom got 30 saves for the Canucks, and Halak got 20 saves for the Bruins. College football yesterday. Alabama 58, Tennessee 21. Upset. Purdue, unranked, defeated Ohio State, who's ranked number 2, 49-20. Clemson 41, North Carolina State 7, LSU 19, Mississippi State 3. Where am I? Michigan 21, Michigan State 7, LSU 19, Mississippi State 3. Oklahoma 52, TCU 27, UCF 37, East Carolina 10. Upset. Washington State, ranked number 25, defeated Oregon, ranked number 12, 34-20. Kentucky 14, Vanderbilt 7, Washington 27, Colorado 13, Penn State 33, Indiana 28. Iowa 23, Maryland zip, upset, unranked Temple, defeated Cincinnati, ranked number 20, 24-17, overtime game. South Florida 38, UConn 30, and Wisconsin 49, Illinois 20. It looks like Alabama is cream of the crop again this year, and we'll see who can contend with them as we get to the bowl games. 4:44 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, October 21st, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a threat.
Steve Largent, President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association.
These days, drivers face all kinds of distractions.
Who is that station?
Welcome to Wonderburger. Can I take your order, please?
I'll have a double cheeseburger, a large...
Come on now, boys. You're going to have to settle down. It's really hard to concentrate with you fighting like that.
Before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, stop. Drive safely. Never take notes or look up phone numbers while you drive. In bad traffic or weather, save your call for later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device.
Sorry, it's really bad out. I've got to hang up.
You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:49 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Far the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, I know you're all waiting with bated breath to see what's going on in the standings between myself, my son, my grandson, and our two friends, Kenny and Bill. Every week we pick the NFL games, not points. We just try to pick the winners, and we aren't that great. But anyway, we're hanging in there. Kyle is maintaining his slim lead over me and his dad. He has 51 wins, 40 losses. That's a 56% percentage. And we are one game back, 50 and 41. And let's see. Bill is in, follows us. He's 47 and 44. And Kenny is bringing up the rear. Kenny was waxing poetic just before the NFL season started. And I'm saying Kenny's going to be a contender, if not the winner, this year. But Kenny's not doing as well. And then he came up with this lame excuse. I just haven't had time to watch the game. Well, you're writing poems about being excited about the start. Of course, maybe, I don't know, job, personal, I don't know what the situation. But anyway, Kenny, we're rooting for you to do a better job as the season goes on. Okay, Kyle, with I said, is in first place 2 weeks in a row now, I do believe. And I don't know who he's picking this week. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to give you my picks, and I'm going to give you Bill's picks as well. Kyle, we're tied with Kyle because Kyle had the Cardinals over the Broncos. And I think everybody else had the Broncos. So we moved up a game. We're in the first place tie with Kyle as we go into this seventh week. Okay, I got the Titans over the Chargers. The Patriots JVs, that I call them, are due for a big game. They've been hanging in there. They haven't been, scaring people, but they've been, hanging in there, doing, very well, all things considered. Mike Vrabel, his first year as coach, and got some new players, and someone did a breakdown of all the expatriates that have gone elsewhere, and nobody really letting it up. Even Brandon Cooks, who went to the Rams, has not been, super, super duper. So, anyway, we'll hang in there. I got the Patriots over the Bears. And improving defense will make it rough on Trubisky. And our improving offense will give their D more than they can handle. Supposedly, Khalil Mack is going to be a game-time decision. And the news out of Boston is Gronkowski stayed home. He was not on the plane. So will he be a late addition, or is he going to be a scratch? Supposedly he's not only suffering from the ankle injury, but he also has a back situation going on. Okay, and he was limited in practice, so we're going to have to do without him. And I understand Hollister is back, but he's not the type of tight end that Gronkowski is. So the Patriots are going to have to mix and match, I guess, on offense. Okay, but we have Edelman back, and so therefore he looked really good in his first game back, so we'll see if they can continue to build around Julian. I got the Colts over the Bills. Too much luck, I think, for the Bills. The Bills have not had much luck with their quarterbacks, so I think luck will pull the Colts over the Bills. I got the Texans over the Jaguars. I got Watson over Bortles. How about that? Bring it down to the quarterbacks to determine who's going to win this game. I got the Chiefs over the Bengals. A bounce back game for Mahomes, who did not play poorly. Just like everyone's saying, the Chiefs need a lot of help on defense, and they have some people, major people out on defense, so maybe before the season goes too far down the road, Chiefs will get some of those people back, and then we'll really see how good Mahomes and the rest of the guys are. I got the Lions over in the red zone, in the Patriots victory over the Chiefs. One thing that I didn't see too much mention of was that Dante Hightower took Kelce right out of the game. And so, therefore, that made that much more difficult for Mahomes to do his thing. I got the Lions over the Dolphins. The King of the Jungle prevails in this one. I got the Vikings over the Jets. This is another coin flip game like last week. A lot of coin flip games last week. I think I went 8-7 last week. Because there were so many games that would, that's the thing about the NFL this year. I guess parity has brought a lot of teams into the middle of the pack. And so from week to week, you don't know what they're going to do or who's going to do what to whom, because there doesn't seem to be that many outstanding teams. The Eagles, world champion Eagles. I'm picking them over the Panthers. Maybe the Super Bowl high is starting to wear off. And they'll get back to looking like championship teams. It's not easy to repeat. And that's why I guess everybody around here that I know upset with Belichick. Hey, if you got a gun, you got to use it. If you got a gun, put bullets in it. And to not use Malcolm Butler at all. I could see you put him in there and he was messing up. Okay. Don't put him in there. It's like, what are you doing? Don't just tell me you got a coach or you did what you thought was best for the team. Okay, let's move on. I said the Vikings over the Jets. This is another coin flip game. I got the Eagles over the Panthers. Super Bowl high is starting to wear off. I got the Browns over the Bucks. I think I saw Jim Brown and Otto Graham suiting up. So, therefore, hey, the Browns are due to win another one. How about that? I got the Saints over the Ravens. Drew Brees keeps breezing right along. I got the Cowboys over Washington. That's another coin flip game. Cowboys looked pretty good last week. The Washington is, playing right that same type of ball you thought they would play. Not exceptional, but, hanging in there and doing whatever they have to do. I got the Rams over the 49ers. The Rams are still giving up a lot of points for a team whose strength is supposed to be their defense. But I guess as long as you get more points than the other team, that's all that counts. I got the Giants over the Falcons on Monday night, but I'm not betting the farm on it. This is another one of those pick'em games. Everybody's ready to run Eli Manning out of New York on a rail. And someone said he seems disinterested. Well, when you're getting pounded, like he's getting pounded. And that was another place where they said that another expatriate, Nate Solder, is having problems. Nate Solder was our best offensive tackle, and protected Brady's blind side very well. But anyway, maybe it's the transition to the New York atmosphere, culture, or whatever. Okay, so they're up. Oh, let me give you Bill's picks. Bill has the Chargers, the Patriots, the Colts, the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Eagles, the Browns, the Ravens, Washington, the Rams, and the Falcons. Yeah, he's picking just almost like I picked. He's been looking over my shoulder. Okay, that's it for a Brown Perspective on Sports. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way at 5 a.m. And we are bringing you more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until next time, this is your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. I'm going to try to get here as close to 4 a.m. as I possibly can, not before. Maybe I'll set my alarm clock 15 minutes earlier. So instead of 2 o'clock, it'll be 1:45. We'll see how that works. How about that? Okay, stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Great gospel music is coming your way. More new music and top hits of the year 2018. You don't want to miss that.